My name is Mark Corey. I'm with Lummis Corporation. My co-author is Ross Rutherford, also with Lummis out of Lubbock. Let's see if I can get the microphone adjusted right. Our title is High Performance Ginning and Lint Cleaning from Lummis. What we'd like to talk to you today about is some new features we've added to the 222 gin stand and also three new machines, the 120-inch wide Model 703 extractor feeder, the 120-inch wide Superjet, and the 144 Sentinel 2 lint cleaner. The three new machines are currently being installed now in Australia. Here you can see one of the two locations in Texas where we ran the new version of the 222 this year, Carson County Gin, and the other one is at Wellington Co-op. Kind of going through the flow of cotton, I'll talk about the 700 feeder first. One of the things that's immediately different that you can see about the new 703 is there's a direct drive motor on the infeed up top. This eliminates some maintenance concerns with chains and sprockets and a couple of bearings. It also gave us an opportunity to increase the horsepower from 3/4 up to 1 horse, giving us a little more headroom for higher capacities. Another thing that is distinctive is all of the cylinders in the 703 have the proprietary Lummis star lobe hubs and stub shafts, which are easily replaceable. Getting a view of the entire machine from the left side, those who are familiar with the 700 feeder will notice that there's not a jack shaft across the front of the machine. We eliminated that this year, and we're doing that by changing the drive arrangement, simplifying it, and we feel this is a valuable tool because it can help us reduce the chances for any vibration that might happen from the whipping in a jack shaft. On the other side of the machine, you can see what the belting arrangement looks like on the right. One of the other things that we did this year is we stiffened up the heads in the machine and also changed the grid bars on the extractor cylinder in such a way that they have thicker end heads and set screws so that you can jack them and actually flex them in much the same way you would the grid bars on a lint cleaner. Oops. Now we'll go ahead and talk about the 222 saw gin. One of the things we did for this recently is we added a new set of guards, and this set of guards complements the marriage between the 700 feeder and the 222 gin stand. Here you can see these guards at United Farm Industries in plain view. One of the issues that really all the gin companies deal with is as we've increased in width and also increased horsepower, it gets pretty tough to get enough traction around the motor, and we're all kind of trapped. You've got limits into how big you can make your shivs on both ends. So a lot of the ginners are faced with the situation, well, either they smoke their belts because they're too loose, or at the other extreme, you wear out a bearing prematurely, or worse yet, maybe even break a saw mandrel because you've got the V-belts banjo tight. Here you can see the new 222 drive arrangement. On the left side of the screen, you'll see two pictures that show the left side of the machine, and the picture on the right shows the right side of the machine. On the left side of the machine, one of the things you'll notice is we've got an outboard bearing, which you can see right here and again right there. This outboard bearing is on a adjustable base that's set after you've set everything else, and then you lock it down. And then we've also added a timing belt drive. What we feel this is important for is a couple of reasons. We've reduced the wear and tear on the bearings. We reduce the chances of flexing the saw mandrel. And we've also allowed ourselves the opportunity to take advantage of the full horsepower we've got available. I'd like to also point out that the agitator or oscillator has got twin 7.5 horsepower drives. You can see one here in the lower right and the other in this view. What we're doing is we're driving the agitator from both ends. And what this does is allows us to distribute the torque along the better distribute the torque along the agitator, and we feel like it can extend our shaft life. Next, we'll talk about the Superjet. Here's a picture of our standard 94-inch wide Superjet for reference. You'll notice the window and the light fixture. In the 120-inch version, what we've done is we've stretched the width out to fully complement the 222 gin stand. So we're matching width for width. We can get full cleaning. One of the other differences we've made for the 120 is we changed the lighting. So now we have low voltage, long life LED lighting right up here in the top of the machine. And then we've also added a clean out access just below the window so an operator can reach through this access with a hook to clean the machine during operation. And then last, we'll talk about the new Sentinel lint cleaner. What we've done for this year is we stretch it out to 144 inches, and we've taken this opportunity to bring about a few improvements we'd like to make in the family product line. Here's a photo of the front of the machine. One of the first things you'll notice is there's a divider panel in the middle, right through here. What this allows us to do is to break up the grid bar rack into two sections. So you've got a left and a right section. This makes the grid bars a lot easier to set. We've also got two doors instead of one, which takes some of the weight of the door out. One of the other things that we changed for this year is there's also an upper door. And that's right here in black. This upper door is access panel where you can get to the separator cylinder. And all three of these doors share the interlock system where all motion has to stop before you can open any of the doors. Here's the back view. We've added some doors at the top of the plenum to aid access up there. Here's a cross-section of 144 Sentinel 2. One of the things that I'd like to point out is we've got a solid steel feed plate that runs full width of the machine from end to end. It's adjustable on the ends and in the middle. There's a support in the middle that you can adjust so that you can ensure that you've got close clearance between the feed plate and the saw along its entire width. Another important thing to note is the saw cylinder is turning 1,000 RPM, just like its younger brother, the 108. And by virtue of this increase in width and maintaining 1,000 RPMs on the saw, we're able to truly increase the capacity when you look compared to the 108 by 25%. When you put two Sentinels back-to-back in a tandem arrangement, you've got to have, or we like to have, a four-way valve system, a selector system. And what we've done for this year is when we designed the valves for the 144, we added an option for remote-controlled operation. There's a air cylinder that powers the valve, and then just a simple solenoid valve operation that can be controlled from the gin console remotely. We've got a lot of interesting things going on this year at Lummis, and I don't have time to talk about a lot of them, but one I do want to mention is our new digital gin controls. This is a step forward for the Lummis design. We've got a color touchscreen. There are some new features that are currently under development. There'll be a limited availability, and we'll be testing these very soon. Here's a screenshot. Let me show you that. And you can see that this is a lot simpler. It's a very intuitive design. And then if you, for example, want to change this value from 47%, you touch the bar, and it pops up a screen where you can either grab the slider and move it left and right to change the value, or you can directly enter 50, okay, and it'll give you the 50%. What we hope is by the end of the year, we'll be able to incorporate some of the features that I've shown you that are being installed in Australia on the three new machines, and hopefully we can roll those out into our 96-inch wide product line as well. And I guess that's mostly what I have to say for today. Thank you.